Hello, dear listener, and congratulations for once again tuning into the Fantasy Sports Scout, the European edition. My name is Edward, and I'm so excited that I'm practically sleeping. This is the level of tiredness that I feel ahead of the first game.
Yes, thank you for the introduction. I'm also here. Go ahead, please.
Next to me is my assistant, Julia, somebody who's been learning about football and fantasy football, especially in Baku. How has the journey so far been as we went through the previous, Julia?
So I really enjoyed the groups, and now Eddie said that we need to get really ready for the first game, which will happen tomorrow. And tomorrow we will see, I don't know. Somebody's playing tomorrow, but I got really confused right now.
It's the opening game of the European Championship,
yes.
Julia. It's Italy versus Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah, okay, got it.
At least one of your favorite countries.
So, by this point, the UEFA website got really crowded with all the sponsored freebies and contests, and they even have a Panini thing. Coca-Cola.
We're not officially endorsed by Panini, but we like it. And what you're telling me is that a lot of people are going on the UEFA website.
Yes, and I was distracted by all these attractions, you know, for people like myself who, you know, like sparkly things, colorful stuff.
Yeah, just put sparkly things on football stuff and see. You get a whole bunch of new audience members.
Yes, you get a new share of the market. And I got distracted, and I was confused for a moment, so I couldn't find the groups and the, you know, the games. And it's like when you're going, you know, to the movies, and you get distracted by the food stand, and you're like, well, since I'm here, I'm gonna have something, a bit of everything.
Might as well eat something.
Yeah. So it was a bit like that, but with the entertainment part of Euros. Okay, so back to the game. So we are going to see Turkey playing against Italy tomorrow. It's going to happen in Rome. So Italy has an advantage, a home advantage.
Very good, yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I think everybody will be really excited to watch the game, and there will be kind of a pressure on the footballers, because I think you have to feel the pressure when, like, everybody's watching you because it's the first game of the Euros, right? So I have no idea what's going to happen. Eddie, I think he wants to share some insights for, you know, the ones that do know a bit more about football. Let's hear it.
Actual football-y stuff. It's actually an exciting game. Usually, Julia, the first game of any European Championship World Cup isn't that exciting. Teams just play safely. This might happen here as well, but the two teams are just feature some really good players, and generally speaking are in very good form.
Yes, but when you say not really spectacular, are you talking about not seeing any goals?
Yeah, most games end in 0-0, 0-0, or 1-1, or something like that.
Yeah.
when it's an opening game.
It sounds fascinating, but don't they need to win?
Eventually, yeah. Eventually the need for points kicks in. But this time around, I don't think we're going to see a lot of goals, just because it's Italy playing, and they're famously are pretty tight when in their defense, and they don't score that many goals. But they have an excellent side. I really like it. I've been watching Italian football a lot in the last couple of years. Most of the players here actually play in Italy. But I also like Turkey. I think they can be one of the big surprises of the tournament. Yes, Julia.
I know the names of the tournaments in each country. So in Italy, it's called Serie A.
It is, yes.
Yeah. And in Turkey, I might be mistaken, but I think it's something like Super League.
Yeah, with the U, like,
yes,
the sort of the umlaut.
Yeah.
But it's not an umlaut, it's like a Turkish umlaut.
It's a
Super
Turkish
League.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. You're actually going to help me pronounce some of the names here, because
I don't know.
We have some a preview of a game. The preview is
now
what we'll have as soon as we have the sound effects. Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
I don't know. You know, sometimes you get really prepared for something and then something is not working.
You'll be surprised to learn we don't have a budget for... Ah, there we go.
And we have a preview.
And we have a preview.
For the first game of the year of 2020.
Julia, I tell you what we can do. I actually have a list here of the predicted lineups for both of the teams. I'm going to read the Italian one because I like Italy. And you're going to read the Turkish one because I cannot pronounce their names. You might get closer to
so
to
you,
it.
So you want me to make a fun like
you just read us the name. So the predicted lineup for Turkey, listen up, is it's this one. Julia.
Yeah, don't point it out to me. So I think it's Kakir, Çelik, Demiral, Soyuncu. And I'm not sure. Meraş, Yokuslu, Kahalglu.
It's that weird to see. Çalhanoğlu.
Ah, okay. So this one doesn't have the sound.
I know that one, yeah.
Ah, okay. Tufan, Under, Yazici, Yılmaz.
Yılmaz, yeah. So that's the lineup expected for Turkey. You probably would have recognized a few of the names here if you're watching European football, but Italy, you're probably going to recognize almost all of the names. They're expected to start with Donnarumma in goal, Florenzi, Bonucci, Chiellini, Spinazzola, defenders, Barella, Jorginho, Locatelli, Berardi, and midfield, and attackers, Ciro Immobile and Lorenzo Insigne. Quite a balanced squad, and this is why Italy is favored to be one of the teams challenging for the crown here. Tell us, Julia.
Immobile plays for Lazio.
That's very good.
Wow.
That's very good. I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed.
Yes.
Most of the players in the Italian squad, they actually play in Italy. The exception is Jorginho, who not only does he play in England, but...
he has a Portuguese name.
Yes. I think he's actually Brazilian, but
well,
he has an Italian citizenship. I asked Julia before if she could guess Jorginho's nationality.
Yeah, and I couldn't. And I had three tries, and I couldn't... Yeah, I didn't try. I didn't guess it, so yeah.
Okay, getting a bit serious here... Italy's been playing really well. Some quick stats that are notable. Roberto Mancini, their manager, is now the Italian manager with the most amount of wins, or the biggest proportion of wins of any manager in their history. Before taking over, Italy was doing quite badly. It's been 5-6 years of quite terrible performances. But
didn't they win before?
No.
They never win. They never won the...
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, they're one of the most successful sides historically, but they've been playing really bad in the past. Yeah. And Mancini has really brought them back. They have a very good record recently. They've won all of their recent games, all of their recent 5 games from what I see here. What should you expect from Italy? I think one of the best teams in the Euros.
You know, Italy, Italy playing against Turkey. Do you think that? Don't you think they're gonna try, you know, to get a head start in the group?
Yeah, I mean, it's also notable to say that the other two teams in the group are Wales and Switzerland. I would say that Italy and Turkey are the top dogs here.
Okay,
so
that's
a draw would just suit.
So that's
everyone.
Why probably they won't try as much because they have higher chances in winning the rest of the games.
There are not a lot of really great strikers in this Euro, apart from a few exceptions like Lukaku or Harry Kane. But one that could fight for like the golden boot, the most goals in the Euro. Could be this guy that you mentioned right here, Ciro Immobile. He is a goal scoring machine in Serie A and just at about the peak of his capabilities. But let's talk about Turkey too, because we're actually I was speaking to somebody from Turkey earlier and they were really excited about their team and about their chances of qualifying. So this is an interesting side. They have a manager that brought them their biggest success ever, semi-finals in a World Cup. He is making a return. That's Senol Güneş, their long-standing manager, or rather an experienced manager. They have a few players that should be well known to fans because they play in Europe. I'm talking about Çalhanoğlu, he plays for Milan. I'm talking about Ünder, who plays for Leicester right now. I think he's from AS Roma. And of course, Burak Yılmaz, who, although he's, I think, 36 years old, played brilliantly for Lille last season. Lille, of course, won the championship in France. Besides those, there are a bunch of players. I don't really know. They're playing in Turkey. But I'm told they're really good. Oh, no. I watched Yazic for the past year or so, and I thought he was very skillful. I'm hoping to see him doing well. Oh, and of course, a couple of other players that people might know. Demiral, he plays in Italy. And Soyun Su, he plays for Leicester. A lot of names, Julia. Help us out.
Usually, like in the history of recent football, does Italy have a lot of fans? The national team of Italy, do they get a lot of fans whenever they play? Because this time, when they're going to play in Rome, this game against Turkey. So what's the situation? Do you think a lot of people will show up? Will that matter that much? Because I think so. But I'm also thinking about their strategy of playing, like the Italian team. And from what I've seen in the past championship, and I think I mentioned also in our first episode when we talked about this group in particular, they don't have a rather clean game, quite the opposite. So
right.
My question is, do you think we're going to see some of that, rather troublesome
roughhousing?
Yes, game, especially for the other team.
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, to answer your first question, people just love football in Italy, and they love fantasy football, especially. That's where it was born, Fantacalcio.
That's the original fantasy football?
That's the original, yeah.
I had no idea.
Riccardo Albini came up with the system, and people actually in Italy, they like play it in their family. They'll just like grab a notebook and they'll write.
Yes, you told me, I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
So they, like, how many players are there in Italy? Like, do you have a rough number?
Supporters, you mean?
Or? No, the people that like Fantacalcio.
I think millions, because there are different versions of Fantacalcio as well. So there are some that just play the one from Gazzetta dello Sport. There's some that play the Fantacalcio Mantra, and there's some that just play at home, like I told you. They just grab a notebook and they play, you know, with their family.
Yes,
it's really
yes,
cool.
Yes.
And I know that Turkish people really, really love football too. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised that Turkey doesn't do better in this kind of championships. Maybe this is their moment. What's the population of Turkey?
It's huge. It's like, I don't know, 80 million or something.
Yeah.
I mean, just in Istanbul, you have like 17 million people.
Yeah. So
like,
and
a huge bunch.
And a lot of Turkish people actually abroad as well, and they love football. They're usually really good in sports. So I'm always expecting Turkey to do well. Better than they did in the past.
What about the crowd?
I think the crowd's gonna matter because Rome is such a hotbed for football.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 25% or something of the capacity will actually be
allowed.
But think of this: all these players they're playing without supporters for the last year or so.
Yeah.
It's gonna make a difference. It's
yeah.
going to make a difference for sure. But I think Italy doesn't need any more help. They're going to progress from this group. Will they win against Turkey tomorrow? I don't think so. I would say a draw is on the cards. Maybe a 1-1. What do you think?
In this case, I think I will be rooting for a Turkey tomorrow.
For a Turkey, yes.
okay,
fantasy football advice. We're gonna get to that. But a few of the players that I'm really dying to see... yeah, what the hell? Let's use the sound effects.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it in.
That's we just got our sound effects mixed. But that's a good segue. We're not professionals. We don't claim to be the best.
Oops.
Sound effects aside, yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing Buruk Yılmaz, the 36-year-old striker. And I think everyone should pick him in their side for fantasy football. And a few other players as well, especially Barella. I think he's going to have a tremendous season. We're going to actually pick a fantasy football side for Group A. But before we can do that, we have to quickly do another preview of another game. And that's the one that's being played Saturday earlier. And I know a lot of you aren't going to actually watch it. But if you would...
So it's this one.
You want to know all about the game between...
Yes, Wales and Switzerland. So basically, the first game is tomorrow, which is Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to have three games. But right now, we're just going to give you a short preview of Wales and Switzerland game, which will be
because
the first
Because they're
one.
In the same group as Turkey and Italy, of course.
Yes, of course. And also because after we... give you the preview, we want to actually select a fantasy football team or not.
Yeah,
I think that was the original plan, so I'm just waiting for Eddie to tell us the preview, so then you can help me choose my team.
I will try.
I mean, I know some players, but you know, when you have a budget and it's a strict budget, you need to look out for not so famous players. And I don't know those.
Knowing some players and not actually defines my definition of or my knowledge of Wales. I'll be honest here. So Wales, Switzerland. I'm told it could be a good game. There's no way you can not know some Swiss players because they're playing in top leagues and all of that. But Wales, on the other hand, not quite as famous. Not quite as famous. They did exceptionally well in the past couple of tournaments, but a lot of people are saying that was because Gareth Bale was such a...
In top shape.
Such a good player, yeah, in top shape. But hasn't done that well this year, you know, obviously went to Tottenham. People are actually saying he's going to retire.
After
he's going to retire after this to choose a life of golf and relaxation.
Sounds really British.
I suppose so. Well, it sounds Welsh, I guess.
Welsh? How do you call it? Welsh?
Welsh, yeah.
Okay.
I know a few of the players that are pretty exciting. I know Neco Williams, who will probably play as a wing back. People are saying he's very good. I've heard of Kiefer Moore. Apparently, he has a lot of potential. I know Gareth Bale will be playing, and I know that Daniel James, and I'm a Manchester United fan, will be playing. Daniel James really likes to run around
good.
A lot.
That's good, because in football I heard that you have to run, so yeah I think we should all look out for players who are willing to run, because in some teams you cannot see that many players running. Anyway.
Yeah, there's also a couple of... So I think if you're creating your roster, especially budget-wise, you want to look at the Welsh players. So because of that, we're actually going to read the possible starting lineup. And would you help me, Julia, in reading the Welsh lineup?
Yes, of course. So we have Ward, Mepham, Rodon, Davis, Roberts, Allen, Ambadu, Williams, Bale, Wilson, and James.
There we go. So, if you're looking for some players to snug up in your fantasy team, this could be it. Switzerland, on the other hand, might start with Sommer, Elvedi, Akanji, Scher, Mbabu, Chaka, Freuler, Rodriguez, Shaqiri, and Gravanovic and Seferovic in attack.
What kind of names are these?
Rodriguez, certainly not Swiss, right?
Yeah, Rodriguez is definitely not Swiss.
Now, well, the Swiss, like the Germans, they benefit from the fact that a lot of people just want to move to Switzerland. So they are probably second-generation Swiss citizens.
Okay.
football fans will probably have heard of a few of these players, or all of them. Blah blah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very good side. It's a side that could have done better. I would compare them to Belgium. They both have really good generation of players.
They won against Liechtenstein at some point.
Everyone wins against Liechtenstein. Who should you watch out for? Well, everyone in the Swiss team is really good, technically. Sommer is maybe the best goalkeeper in Germany. Xhaka is a pretty steady defensive midfielder, even though he will probably leave Arsenal. Shaqiri is an exceptionally talented, maybe their best player, plays for Liverpool. Doesn't play that often though. Rodriguez always looks on the brink of doing something spectacular, and so does Freuler. In attack, you know, Gravanovic and Seferovic, they could definitely score goals, especially against a Welsh team.
That's kind of harsh, but so who do you expect to win this game?
I would expect Switzerland to win by a significant margin.
Like what?
Like a 3-0.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to attack that much?
Like I just think they have those kind of players.
Okay, good.
Sound effects, let's use the right ones. So, you know, the second one. Boy, that stinks.
Okay. Again?
Boy, that stinks. This is a segment that we're going to be using more and more as time goes on, as things start going badly for certain teams in the Euros. Right now, truth be told, we're struggling to find things that stick. But
What are we struggling to find?
To find things that stink and work in this context.
Like what?
Like things that are bad.
So what's bad?
In this case,
yeah.
What is bad is that in fantasy football, some of the players I have, they're not playing.
Okay, but you can get other, like, new players, other players playing in your team.
Yes, but I was so committed to my players.
You look at your collection, I think it's a rather... you have a wide variety.
And it especially stinks that Giovanni Di Lorenzo, the Italian defender, will not actually be representing Italy from what I know. Maybe somebody got injured recently and I haven't actually heard. But he was set to go to the Euros and he was actually taken out at the last moment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and I'll actually have to check it because I may be... yes, I am wrong. He is in the Italy squad. No, I guess that doesn't stink. That's good. But there was another player that I had.
Looking at you, how you checked the card, and it was clearly stated that he belongs to the Italian team. You know, the flag and everything. And he was still going on. I was like, I don't know. Let's see where this is going.
No, this is because I am actually confusing him with a different player. I'm confusing him with Gianluca Mancini, who I thought I had a card of in Football Coin. And
he's not playing?
He's not playing. But, win some, lose some.
okay.
Fantasy football preview.
Football
preview.
Eddie, are you drunk already? We had the preview sound.
No, we did, but we're going to use it again.
This one?
Because we're going to create a winning team.
Okay, finally, I got the right sound. Okay, so it's now time to select our team in fantasy football?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be using Football Coin.
Our game of choice.
They're organizing daily fantasy games of all the matches in the Euros.
And I think it's more fun, you know, to get to... You have this thing where you go to your team every day, just like real manager. And then you select a new team for each day or, you know, group. And it's more engaging. And then when the group is over, you get a score. You may win something in the game. And then you get to select another squad, so that's more dynamic. Yeah. It's like you have more things to do. It's kind of fun if you're into football that much.
I should mention that one of the differences between us is that I have a few more cards than
Yeah,
Julia.
So the big disadvantage is actually that you have to, like, some cards of the players are more expensive than others, obviously, so you're not going to get... You're not going to be able to get Cristiano Ronaldo as cheap as you would get, I don't know, some other forwards. Like, no offense, Bruno Fernandes. But they're both really good. So, who are we going to get? We shall start
okay,
with
the goalkeeper. Okay, let's start with the goalkeeper
here. Goalkeeper, yes.
By the way, I should mention that a lot of, most of the players actually in Football Coin, they're pretty much free. Not your Ronaldos, of course. But okay, let's start with a goalkeeper here. You actually have a top-class goalkeeper. A card that I think you should get in this case. And obviously that's Gigi Donnarumma, the starting goalkeeper for Italy. Who did you get as a substitute?
Substitute is this guy from Turkey. Kakir?
I think that might just be right.
Yeah.
He will be playing as well. I think, Julia, you'll be playing in a 4-4-2. Let's actually see how that goes.
4-4-2, yes. But you can select, like, multiple...
Multiple formations.
Formations
you can play around with those. You know, I'm actually looking at the players. I would have loved to have made slightly different... choices here, but let's
Should
see
look?
Who we expect to be playing. So Alessandro Bastoni, unfortunately, probably won't be playing.
So we are looking at the goalkeepers.
No,
defenders.
We're looking at defenders. Let's get a few Swiss players. They're free and they're great. Definitely can look beyond Fabian Schär. He should be playing.
Yes. I have him right here.
Definitely have to get Ricardo Rodriguez. Everyone will be watching him. And
yes, Rodriguez, very Swiss.
Yeah, why don't you also get Demiral from Turkey? He has played for a long time in Serie A.
Famous
players.
Where is he?
It's Merih Demiral from Turkey. You can actually toggle. Look, you actually got him.
This one?
No, above him.
Turkey,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I need another defender.
Let's go for like a surprise choice. Why don't you go to Wales? And a really young defender who we know
Davis?
A little about.
Is Davis playing?
I think Davis might be playing. I was going to suggest Ethan Ampadu. I heard some good things about him. But
Davis
is playing.
Okay,
let's get Davis.
Let's get
and
Davis.
Maybe get Ampadu as a...
Extra?
As a substitute, yes.
Also from Wales?
Let's now switch to midfielders.
Midfielders, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see who we can get cheap and for good value. I have a few cards here that you might not have, unfortunately, so we're looking at free ones. And a great one is Alessandro Florenzi. He is listed as a midfielder here for Italy, but of course, in reality, he'll probably be playing as a defender. But let us get him.
Florenzi,
for sure. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Let's look for Turkey as well. Who could we get? And I think Okay Yokuslu would be a good pick. Around the very technical, I've heard Yusuf Yazic, also from Turkey.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Neco Williams from Wales. He's actually listed as a one-star player, but he'll be playing, from what I know, on the wings. So
Isn't
we might
James?
See some crosses. Oh, yeah. Daniel James would also be a good pick.
I think. Let's get James first. And then, as a substitute for a midfielder, you mentioned...
Let's get Neco Williams.
Oh yeah, do they have two Williams? Because it seems like they do.
It looks like that, but like I said, the Wales team is.
You're not that familiar with their team. Okay, and then in my formation, I need two forwards and another one for a substitute. So what do you recommend?
Let's see. So somebody who's, first of all, cheap. I have only one name in mind, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him. And that's Burak Yılmaz, the 36-year-old striker
from Turkey.
He plays in France for Lille. An exceptional striker and in exceptional form right now. We all want to see Brel Embolo, I'm sure, from Switzerland, but there is some doubt whether he will be starting the game.
Okay.
Who will be in the team most likely will be Haris Seferovic, who has been scoring steadily lately.
Eddie, you have to mention the teams because I'm really not that familiar with the names.
Yeah. So Switzerland, Seferovic.
Seferovic. Okay.
And since we're there, why not pick up another Swiss striker in Mario Gavranovic?
Gavranovic. Yes, I found him. Okay.
Now pick your assistant manager and we're pretty much ready to go. Of course, a 5-star assistant manager in Football Coin brings you an automatic extra 15 points. So if you have that, you definitely need him in your team. I can see Julia has Francesco Totti, so a legendary card of a legendary player.
Yes.
That should bring you 15 points. Julia, okay. What are you know? What are you hoping for this fantasy football contest?
So basically, I just want to explain real quick that in this kind of game, in this, you have, as we mentioned, players from all the four teams. So we have I selected players from the Italian squad, from Turkey, from Switzerland, and from Wales. And it's not that much as what the countries are doing or if they're winning or losing, it's how that particular player is performing in the game. So they might as well lose, but if that player manages to, you know, score or gets a lot of good passes or all kinds of great things that you can do as a footballer, then you get scored on that and you get that card player gets points in the game, and then they all get added up, and then you get a sum of points, and then you get a total leaderboard with all the managers like myself that join this competition. And the first, I don't know exactly how many in this competition exactly, they win something in the game. So that's kind of a, you know, nice to know. So I'm gonna be really excited to get back to this in Saturday or Sunday. I think Sunday.
Yeah, so by Sunday we should have the results,
results.
Immediately after the last game a contest is played. The results are
so in this competition the top 30%, so the 30% managers that joined this competition will get something. So that's really exciting, and it's free to join. So you get something for free, and you kind of like that. And yeah, I think we shall wrap this up right now, and cannot wait to follow the first game of this season of the Euros tomorrow, together with you, Eddie.
I'm really excited as well, and I think we're actually going to see some pretty cool football. So this has been a lot of fun so far, but the fantasy football element is, I think, going to make it even more fun as we go along.
Yeah, it really incentivized me to watch at least the highlights of the games, and, you know, I'm going to be like, whatever.
But I really like the trading. I'm just talking to somebody to sell him my extra Jorginho for a Juan Cancelo card.
Yeah, well, I asked Eddie to give me his Jorginho, but he said, and I quote, "Business is business."
It is. And on that sour note, we're going to leave you and talk next time. My name is Edward. I was joined by Julia.
Yes, Edward. And we're going to do a preview for the next two games in this group, right?
We will be doing a preview for the next two games, not only in this group, but for Saturday, we're going to be having the games in Group B. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, yes.
And have a wonderful, wonderful evening, morning, or afternoon.
And thank you for joining. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.